Hello from Hello English for Radio Universidad Salamanca. Thank you for coming. What are we up for today? So today we are practicing words in English that are very difficult to pronounce. Have you ever heard an everyday English word said out loud and realized that you've been saying it wrong for years? You're not alone. Even the most effective and proficient English speaker get tripped up by some words due to their inconsistent spelling, stressed timed rhythm, and range of vowel sounds. Mispronunciation often stems from how we learn words rather than a lack of ability. Many people read words long before they hear them out loud, and they solidify the pronunciation error they make the first time. Learning commonly mispronounced English words can help you fix mistakes, sound more natural, and feel more confident. Yay! With that in mind, here are the 10 words that cause learners the most issues. Number one, Wednesday. Right pronunciation, Wednesday. Common mispronunciation, Wednesday. The spelling of Wednesday makes it look longer than it sounds. In reality, the first D is silent and the middle syllable is omitted altogether. Huh, that's why. So now we have the second one, February. Right pronunciation, February. Common mispronunciation, February. English has a lot of words with silent R, but not usually after the letter B, leading a lot of people to pronounce this month incorrectly. Number three, colleague, colleague. Right pronunciation, calling, calling. Common mispronunciation, colleague. Colleague has unusual spelling because it is borrowed from French. So when people see it written down, they often assume it has a soft G sound, like the words village or privilege, but it doesn't. It is colleague, colleague. Yay! Are you ready for number four? Hello English, Radio Universidad Salamanca. Especially, especially. Common mispronunciation, especially. Only a handful of English words start with the letter ES. It's uncommon. So when people cannot remember the spelling, they might incorrectly guess that the word starts with the more common X or ek sound, but is especially. Ready, easy peasy. What about word number five in this top 10 words? Hello English, Radio Universidad Salamanca. Prestigious, prestigious. Prestigious, right? Two issues may cause people to mispronounce the word prestigious. First, the noun form, prestige, has a long E noise, prestige. So they assume that the adjective does too. Second, The word appears to have four syllables, not three. So that's why we pronounce correctly prestigious three. Word number six on this top 10 list of difficult words to pronounce in English, it is often. The right pronunciation is often, right? In English, it's true that many words go with a silent T, right? So naturally, people assume they should pronounce it without T, but it is not. For example, after also has a T, and 50 has a T, and it's pronounced, so often is pronounced the T. Yay! You're learning a lot today, aren't you? So word number seven on the top 10 list of difficult words to pronounce. Hello, English. Radio Universidad Salamanca. It is business. The right pronunciation is business. Many people mistakenly think that business has three syllables, but it doesn't. It's only three. Business, business, business English, business conversations. Well done. Word number eight on this super top 10 list of difficult words for pronunciation in English. That is precisely pronunciation. Right pronunciation, pronunciation. Ironically, the word pronunciation is a commonly mispronounced word in English. Many people get confused with the verb pronounce because the second syllable is said and spelled differently. So now you know. Moving on. We have only two more words in this 10 list of words difficult to pronounce in English. Hierarchy. So we have hierarchy. Hierarchy. Many people find it hard to guess how to pronounce hierarchy. Has an unfamiliar spelling and different vowel sounds. So they often think that there are only three syllables instead of four. So hierarchy, hierarchy. Yay! Well done, everyone. And number 10 in our super list is necessary, necessary. As the middle syllable is the longest in the word necessary, many people are tempted to give it the strongest emphasis, right? Necessary, necessary. Well done. So, important tips, Hello English, Radio Universidad Salamanca, to avoid mistakes. You can refer to audio dictionaries, right? Or you can record yourself saying the word, yes? Or focus on a few words at a time. So not learning too many at once, but focusing on a few words at a time. And also checking for variations, right? Like, perhaps you're not mispronouncing the word, it's just that you have learned the American pronunciation instead of the British version. But it's not a matter of preference, right? And then, of course, practice speaking regularly. And you can get feedback from tutors or here at Hello English for Radio Universidad Salamanca. We hope you have enjoyed our show today. And we wish you a happy rest of the week. Thank you for coming.